When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
First Rate Ag in Holdridge, great people, Parker and Chris out there. They're a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 26 years in business. Go to firstrateag.com or call them at 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris. Mention the ticket.
What is that company called?
It's called First Rate Ag.
Yeah.
They're
good people. Yeah. First Rate Ag. Thank you to First Rate Ag.
Yes, they're good people.
And you got Bill's Thrills today.
Let's see, what else?
Last week, Bill was gone. You did Sips Tips, which I thought was fun. You got ripped for it for some reason by Keith.
Yeah. Oh, it was. It was Harbaugh. It was my commentary
wrong with that? I don't think that was bad. I was interested.
Thank you for having my back. It was commentary on Harbaugh and why, for instance, he shouldn't be an honorary captain, which he's not going to be, by the way, for the Fresno State game.
Right.
Since he's banned. I mean, my thing was, yeah, it's a big deal when you're banned from a sport. It's not small. I mean, if you wake up and read that you're banned from college football, that's not a small thing. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, wait a second.
What do you mean banned? Yeah,
yeah, you're banned.
Can't.
He's banned for a year no matter what. And he could be banned for four. And I'm just saying, if things would go bad in San Diego, there it is again.
Los Angeles. They were formerly in San Diego for many years. They're in L.A. for the last several years now.
San Diego. Last time I was in San Diego, the Chargers were in that town. Well, I was in a Holiday Bowl. They were at
Qualcomm.
Yeah. Anyway, if things would go bad in L.A., he doesn't have the option to come back to college football. Doesn't have the option. 1 year ban no matter what, and then there's a show cause, and whoever's hiring him would have to go before the NCAA and say why and make a case why he should be allowed to coach. I don't know if he could make a case. He's banned from college football. You're trying to tell me that's not a big deal? Give me a break. It's a huge deal. What if you were banned from radio? You can't do radio.
What do you mean you can't do radio? You can't do it.
You're banned. Because you messed up.
Something you did.
Yes. Because of your political commentary.
I'm banned.
I hope the mics were off out on the break. Hello.
They were off.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what do you got?
Are you ready for Bill's Thrills?
Am I ready? Am I ready?
I'm ready. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm going to play the intro right now. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
When Bill is gone, it's Sips Tips or Jake's Takes today. Jake's Takes, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows in Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Do you have something you want to add real quick?
Yeah, I'm going to add some pressure to your endeavor here.
Yep.
Because we just heard from the Tan Man.
What'd he say?
Via the text.
What'd he say?
He said my commentary was fine. The entertainment level was low.
Okay. All right. On that
Send
note,
the tan
then,
man.
On that note, you have an option. I've got two options for you today. I'm going to give you two stories.
You got two options?
I got two options. You can choose. Which, really? Do you want Bill's Jake takes on Urban Meyer on Nebraska or a chicken wing redemption story?
Oh God, this is tough.
What's your option there?
I want the chicken wing redemption story.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, so does Bella.
I thought you might.
So does Bella and Ben, by the way.
This is a Freaky Friday, and everywhere's going to go. So today,
chicken wing
on
redemption.
The option, chicken wing redemption story. the title in the USA Today article, Sip, is Kansas City Chiefs player offers to cover $1.5 million in stolen chicken wings to free a woman from jail. How about that? Yeah.
That's incredible. Okay.
Here's the opening,
yeah, you've got
here's
me.
The opening
you've got
paragraph
me.
In right. the article. Despite her being convicted of stealing food from kids during the COVID pandemic, Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones offered to cover the $1.5 million worth of chicken wings stolen by a former food service director in exchange for the woman's release from prison. Have I caught you yet? Are you
yes,
locked
you got
in?
Me. No, you've got
Vera
me completely.
Liddell, who served in the director role for Harvey School District 152 during near Chicago, is incarcerated at the Cook County Jail for theft and operating a criminal enterprise. She pleaded guilty on August 9th to the charges and got a 9-year prison sentence, the outlet said, WGN ABC, citing prosecutors. Now, here's what happens.
Yeah, what did she do?
Here's what happened. The 68-year-old Liddell stole the mounds of meat. This is from USA Today.
Chicken wings.
Intended to be take-home meals for students learning remotely during the COVID-19 pandemic. Citing, this is from the prosecutors who said this. She says Liddell's job involved placing orders with Gordon Food Services, a main supplier for the school district. She placed the orders and did the billing, but kept the chicken wings between July 2020 and February of 2022.
What'd she do with the chicken wings?
Between August and November of 2021. Liddell ordered more than 11,000 cases of chicken wings from the food provider and then picked up the orders in a district cargo van. It says, this is the quote, "The massive fraud began at the height of COVID during a time when students were not allowed to be physically present in school. Even though the children were learning remotely, the school district continued to provide meals for the students that their families could pick up."
Chicken wings.
But again, this says it's... This is from USA Today. The chicken theft operation was discovered in 2023 when an audit found that the district's food service department exceeded its annual budget by $300,000 halfway through the school year. The business manager for the district then found the invoices for the chicken wings, which was odd because it's a food item that wouldn't be served to students because they contain bones, the court record says.
I just want to know what she did with them all. Did she sell them? Did she have a lot of picnics? I mean, what was she doing? With the chicken
wings. It is not clear what she did with the chicken wings, but for some reason, this guy, Chris Jones, is going to cover the $1.5 million to get her out of jail.
She's 68 years old and incarcerated in Cook County, which was no picnic.
No.
I guarantee that's no picnic. I mean, chicken wings aside, there's no picnic there. Wow. What a story.
I thought you'd be interested in that.
I just want to know. Did she just sell them?
What was she doing with the
wings? Was she just selling the wings somewhere else? Is that what was going on?
If that's the case, why would you get out of... Like this? That's terrible.
That's theft, yeah.
She stole $1.5 million, and he's saying, no big deal, let's get her out of prison?
Well, I don't know.
Was she going to do it again?
I don't know. I'd like to ask Chris Jones the question, why? Why? Why are you putting up $1.5 million? Other than you can... But why? Why would you decide to put your money there? Interesting. Fascinating story.
So, yeah, Chris
Stolen
Jones.
Chicken,
like to know why Chris Jones is covering up the $1.5 million to get out of prison. What did she do with the wings? It's not very clear what happened here at the wings here.
Well, maybe nobody knows. I mean, that's just an elaborate chicken wing scheme. You know? It's very elaborate. I mean.
Let's get this right. She's potentially making a big profit off of
these
wings that she stole.
Yeah.
She has been convicted of this crime. Mm-hmm. She's had a 9-year sentence, and he's like, nah, I'll give her the $1.5 million. Let her cook again. Let her do what she wants to do. Let Vera get out of prison. It's an interesting sentiment here.
Now the one thing I'm a little lost on, and perhaps you covered this, and it dismissed me. You can't buy people out of jail usually, can you?
There's a bail possibly. I don't know if there's a bail.
No, it's not a bail. I don't know how. I don't know if it's just. It could be restitution that he's providing the restitution for her, which allows her to get out of jail. But you just can't go to a judge and say, hey, I want this person out of jail, so I'm going to give you $2 million. It doesn't work that way. That's not the way the system works.
Brett in Minnesota says maybe she was selling the wings to Chris Jones. That's why he's bailing her out. He was maybe the recipient of the wings that were being sold.
He's a profiteur here. I don't know. It's just a very suspect story, though.
9-year sentence. 1.5. She admitted this, that she stole $1.5 million worth of wings.
It's incredible. That's incredible. It's a lot of wings.
I don't really see a reason why she's getting, why you would want to buy her out of prison.
Well, I'm not convinced. I guess I'm a little startled that she's getting out of prison. She was convicted to a 9-year sentence and she's getting out. When was she convicted? Does it say?
She pled guilty on August 9th. It was just last week.
I just can't believe she's getting out of jail if she got a 9-year sentence. Yeah, there's some holes in the story.
She was the director in this district in Chicago.
Yeah, I can't. Can you imagine the levels of crime that occur in Chicago every day? I mean, this woman orchestrated an elaborate chicken wing scheme.
11,000 cases.
Yeah. Where she had her own trucks? I mean, she had her own trucks.
It says this, between August and November of 2021, Vera Liddell ordered more than 11,000 cases of chicken wings from the food provider and then picked up the orders in a district cargo van.
Yeah, she orchestrated this. That's a full-time job. I mean, you got to manage a lot of chicken wings. Where are they going?
They exceeded the annual budget halfway through the year by $300,000.
I don't know if that's just friends and family eating a million chicken wings. Is that what that is?
I have no clue.
I guarantee.
Were you throwing a weekly picnic or something like that?
Hey, Grandma, what are we having tonight? What do you think?
You know what we're having. Wings!
What do you think we're having? Chicken wings.
Vera Liddell.
Yeah, we're having them for lunch, too.
And breakfast.
And probably breakfast. A few wings for breakfast.
How's your sleep? You want some wings? You want teriyaki? You want dry rub today? What do you want for your sauce?
We got all the wings we're going to need for a while. And if I don't get caught, if I do, I do know Chris Jones.
Let me call him Chris real quick. Hey, Chris, I'm in jail. I did something real bad.
You got
1.5.
I wonder how that works.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store.
Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
There's a lot to that story.
I think, well, again, this all went down a week ago today.
I'd be really interested.
So there's more to be learned about here, but it's an odd look for everybody involved here. Chris Jones, especially.
Yes. Odd look for Chris Jones. Odd look for Vera. I mean, I just like to ask Vera, what did you do? What was your plan? What were you doing with all those wings?
You admitted to the crime. Where did the chicken wings go?
Were you reselling
them? Did you profit off of the wings?
That had to be what was going on. Elaborate. But why would you think you wouldn't get caught in that?
Especially when, you know, people look at the books.
Yeah.
You exceeded the budget.
Yeah.
By $300,000 midway through the year. A little bit eye-opening there.
Yeah, how could you think that you weren't going to get caught? Or maybe she just thought, I'll do the time. I don't know. People are strange.
So there you go. There's Jake's takes. Well, quickly on the Urban Meyer thing, I gave you the option. I'll do a brief story on that.
Yeah, give me a brief.
Urban Meyer was on with Colin Cowherd yesterday.
Okay.
And they brought up, you know, talking about the Big Ten, and they said that his surprise team this year is Nebraska in the conference.
Did he say why?
Urban says, you stole my thunder. People know this. I'm a Nebraska fan. He says this, if I was a player, I'd love to go to Nebraska. It's the history, the stadium, the fans, they're incredible. We coached out there, and they've been really down for several years. I was shocked when I was on the sideline a couple of times when we played against them. You talk about a team that didn't look like a Nebraska mold. I think Matt Rhule has recruited well. They got the transfer quarterback, Raiola. That's really good. I like the coach. Their coach knows how to win. He's won at every level. There's a difference between winning and then winning at every level, and that's why I have a lot of respect for Matt Rhule. So Nebraska would be my surprise team. They're not good enough to win the conference, but they're good enough to make some noise in the conference. Urban Meyer on the herd with Colin Cowherd yesterday.
Okay, and that goes back to our conversation, why I'm taken aback, I guess is a kind way to say it, when I hear people say, Sip, it hasn't been a talent issue. What did Urban Meyer say? He looked over at the sideline and he couldn't believe, what did he say?
He said he was in shock. He says, you talk about a team that didn't look like a Nebraska mold
past. Thank you. It is one of the things that drives me crazy about the ongoing what happened to Nebraska discussion. Oh, come on. They had enough talent. No. They had enough talent to win 6 if they played well, 7 if they played well. That's not what you want. Listen to Urban Meyer. I mean, look at the teams that come in here. It's scary because these teams, I always say, these teams that we don't even think are that good, or we think they're not that good.
Yeah.
When UCLA comes through the tunnel, you're going to say, okay, that's a team. That looks good. They look good. I mean, I say that about Illinois. When Illinois comes through the tunnel, they look good. I mean, Nebraska went through a stretch of years where when they came through the tunnel, I was like, it's trouble. They don't have it. Now, they're not all the way back in that regard either. Trust me. They're not what it should look like. They don't look like Ohio State.
He said they're not good enough to win it all, but they're good enough to make some noise in the conference.
I'm not going to come in here and lie. I'm not going to come in here and blow smoke. Nebraska still has a ways to go to get the talent level to where you can really, really think you can win 12. They don't have that. It doesn't look like it, but it looks better. It definitely looks better.
So there's Urban Meyer. There you go. There's an extended Jake's Takes for Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
That was good.
Was that worthwhile today?
I didn't hear from the Tan Man. That was good.
But was that acceptable, Keith, or anybody out there?
I thought it was good.
Was that fine? That was okay with that story? A lot of response on the chicken wings, by the way.
Ben gave you 2 thumbs up.
Thanks, young Ben. Appreciate that. Well, okay. It's time to play the game show now. Ben's telling me we have some issues with the phone lines. You can call in. He will not be able to talk to you because we can't hear you. So I hope we can hear you through the system here.
Okay, let's give it a whirl.
So 464-5685, call the Dick Down Sip and Trivia. Today is a specific topic, Sip, because I'm going on the train. How about some train movies? Okay. I'm going on the Amtrak. These movies all involve trains. Choo-choo!
You just do that? That was beautiful. I hope the YouTubers enjoyed that.
I hope you saw that.
Were you imitating a train?
Kind of.
Yes. That's amazing, Jake.
Okay. If you know your train movies, call us up right now.
Please.
464-5685. Shut Up, Simples begins now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Once again, we're playing train movies today for Shut Up Simple. Film Friday, I'm going the train. Let's see how we... You probably...
You're going tonight. You're boarding a train.
If it's on time, 12:46 a.m.
You're boarding a train
Seth
tonight.
Seth and his girlfriend will be there for the send-off.
The send-off will be at Amtrak?
Yeah, at Amtrak.
Okay, if you want to gather... If people want to gather tonight at Amtrak at midnight would probably be the
Fine,
best
12:30, time. 12, yeah. Be great.
You'll
be
see
there.
Jake.
I'll be there.
With a backpack.
That's it. Backpack and that's all. Okay, so Ben cannot hear you. So if you can hear me, you're on the game show. Who do we have here today?
Wendell.
Say that one more time.
Wendell.
Wendell.
I like it.
I've never heard Wendell before.
I've heard of Wendell Wright.
Okay, Wendell. Yeah, Wendell. Yeah. Wendell. Yeah. Wendell. Okay, Wendell. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. All right. Wendell, it's mono-a-mono Bills out today, so it's just you versus Sip. And the first question will go to you. So here we go. In train movies, Wendell, what 2009 movie features John Travolta as the lead hijacker of a New York City subway train, communicating through Denzel Washington's character in taking passengers as hostages for ransom? Are you underwater, Wendell?
I was kind of hoping for older movies, but I don't have a clue on that one.
You gonna pass?
Yeah.
Okay. You have seen this movie, Sip?
And here's one of those embarrassing moments where I have seen the movie and enjoyed the movie.
Because you love Denzel.
Yeah, and then I do love Denzel. And I like Travolta, by the way. Both those guys were incredibly good in this movie. Seen the movie, enjoyed the movie. It's a hardcore movie. Those are hardcore characters. Pass.
The answer is The Taking of Pelham 123, which, by the way, I did not know until yesterday was a remake of a 70s movie. Same thing.
I didn't know.
I had no clue that was a remake.
I wouldn't have gotten it. I was looking for a one-word movie, actually.
So, 0-0 tie. Sip, first question to you. What 2007 movie features Russell Crowe as an outlaw who is held by a rancher played by Christian Bale who's awaiting a train to go to court?
Waiting a train to go to court.
Yes. Russell Crowe, an outlaw who is held by a rancher played by Christian Bale, who is awaiting a train to go to court. 5 seconds here. 2007.
If these rails could talk.
I played the horns in the middle of your answer.
So that wasn't right.
It's not if these trains could talk.
If these rails.
But
rails.
Okay, it was wrong regardless.
All right.
Do you want that one or not, Wendell?
No, not a clue.
That would be 3:10 to Yuma.
Oh, so very close to Pelham.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's some numbers involved there.
Yeah.
All right, I think we can get this. Someone's getting this question right, okay? Yeah.
This is
back to you, Wendell, for the lead. Who was Steve Martin's co-star in the 1987 comedy Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Say that again.
John Candy.
Brilliant. Is correct. A 1-0 lead. Sip, who forced the tiebreaker.
We got to get to overtime.
Last question here. What 1969 movie features Paul Newman and Robert Redford leading a band of outlaws in 1890s Wyoming who find themselves on the run after a train robbery goes wrong?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
That is correct. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid is right. This will go to you, Sip, and Wendell will go over under your number here. Speaking of that movie, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, how long is it?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I'm just going to, you know what? I'm just going to say right at 2 hours.
Okay. Over, under 2 hours, Wendell, on that movie.
Under.
Not a bad guess. 1 hour and 50 minutes. So you were 10 minutes high on that one.
Nope.
Wendell, we'll get you bagels. Thanks for calling in. Nice win and calling down the road.
Thanks.
All right. Nice. It's a tough loss, but at least you didn't get skunked there.
You're going to say nice job to me. It's
You got Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and you would have had John Candy, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you would have had two there.
That's an L, though.
It's an L.
And the week, I don't know what I was on the week. We're 5-6 overall.
You were 2-3 on the week. No, we didn't play the game show.
There's a day we didn't play.
On Tuesday when two and Phil two was here. Probably. So you went 2-2 this week.
2-2 this week, 5-6 overall.
That's right.
We're just very meh. Very meh. Bill's going to be disappointed. Bill will be back. Bill will be back with us on Monday.
I don't think Bill would have got the two first questions. He would have got John Candy. He would have got Butch Cassidy also.
He would have definitely gotten Butch Cassidy.
He would have got John Candy. The first two he would not have got.
Yeah.
There,
well, it wasn't. No, the show, the game show wasn't a disaster.
And it was timely.
It was very timely because
you were
getting on an Amtrak train at 12:46 if all is scheduled correctly tonight, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You will take a backpack.
That's it. That's all I'm taking.
Yes,
backpack and my human being.
We got good information from my cuz,
Dave Dipple.
Thank you, Dave, for that. All systems are go. You're traveling this weekend. I'm working.
I'll be back Monday for the show. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
We'll all be here. Bill,
we'll all
you'll
be here.
We'll all be here for the show Monday.
I'll report from practice.
And you have to go to practice right now.
I'm going right now, so I will not be here for the spillover.
Okay.
You'll have to handle this.
We'll be fine.
People here.
Yes, have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Thank you, Jake.
Spillover's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.